Radio 4th News online.
It is a very worrying number, and when you consider that in 2012-13 there were only just over 1,600 new lets available, that means that it would take Edinburgh Council 16 years to clear their current waiting list. I think it's a really clear sign that, you know, we absolutely welcome this move by Edinburgh to increase the amount of affordable housing in the city, but I think it's an indication that there's a lot further to go. When you look at the picture across Scotland, over 155,000 families and individuals are in council waiting list, and more than 9,000 households are living in temporary accommodation. That's why Shelter Scotland feels that to tackle the housing crisis for good, we need to see at least 10,000 new social homes being built every year. And as well as bringing hope to the hundreds of thousands of people stuck on waiting lists, it would bring much needed jobs to the construction industry and a real boost for the economy. I think there's a lot of different factors that have contributed towards this, and it's been a problem that's been many years in the making. Quite simply, we just don't have enough affordable homes being built every year, and we're now in a situation where there's a very big catch-up job that needs to be done. We have now got ourselves into a situation where the crisis is quite profound, and what's needed to get us out of that crisis does present real challenge to decision makers, and we need to see a very solid commitment going forward.
The latest local news from Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife, plus the stories which matter to you from around the world. 24 hours a day at 4th1 and 4th2.com. Radio 4th News online.